Look at the theme of love.
Chapter 3, verse 16 to 18. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's only begotten Son.
Thank you. Quite a famous verse we've had read to begin our service. I want you to spend a moment talking together, either as a family or as people around you, about what things you love. What things you love. So just spend a moment, talk to somebody or a couple of people and say, what are the things that you love? Go. Ten, nine, eight, six, five, four, three, two, one. Okay, so if you want to feedback something, if you want to say something, put your hand up and I will ask you. Finn, you love Lego, okay? Lovely. Rob?
Music.
Marika? Xbox. For those of you who don't know, that's a gaming device.
Long beach with an ice cream and a chocolate flake.
Okay. Walking. Beach. Ice cream. Flake. There. Rebecca? Your cat, okay? Can I expand it to say pets? Is that all right? No, okay. Pets, cat. How about that, Jill?
Weekends,
okay. What have we got? Oh, Hayley.
What did she say? Chocolate.
Chocolate, okay. Yeah. Chocolate. What about up here? Anything up?
Cake.
Okay. David? Your wife. Yeah. Oh, that one gets a round of applause. Oh, yes, well done, yes. Carol? Spring flowers? I don't know why I'm walking over there and then coming back. Spring flowers?
Families,
children? Yes? Sunshine? And I heard holidays. Bed. I'm going to write holidays. Okay, Finn. Daisy. That's pets. Come on, I'll put, look. There we go. Anyway, a number of things there. I quite like, I love getting letters. I quite like getting the old-fashioned letter because it means that somebody's taken the time to write to me. So not a bill, an actual letter. An actual, and obviously, being that we just had Valentine's, I got one. Ooh, I know. And it says, sorry?
Who from?
You'll be pleased to know not myself. It's okay. This is from my wife. It says, "You are most certainly my favourite." Because it says, 7 billion people on the planet and you're my favourite. I don't think she's met all 7 billion, so I don't see how she can actually say that, you know, but... No, that's really nice, isn't it? The fact that... So I got that on Thursday, and actually I did get one for my wife, which is very useful, seeing that I had forgotten Christmas card. So I made sure my daughter says, "Dad, Valentine's card." Yes. But we do. We do like love lots of different things, don't we? Some of us love community. Some of us love interaction with people. Others love silence, quiet, and just being alone. Each of us has very, you know, different experiences of what love is. But this morning, I want to talk about God's love for us. God's love for us as a community. Because we are a community. We've got people in Australia at the moment. This is from Brian and Lorraine. They've sent a card to us to say that they're missing us, but they're having a nice time, which is good. But they've sent a card because they're thinking about us. Other people have been to help people today. I know, because I had a phone call from a certain person in the church saying, "I may not be in church today because I'm blocked in. I can't get out because of the wind. The fence had blown down and they couldn't physically open their front door." But they were able to phone some people up and they've come and helped. It's a community. Love for one another. It's important. Love hearts. Hands up if you had one of these. Some of us have. Good. I've invited Finn. Finn wanted to come and help. Finn? Marika? Who else would like to come and eat a sweet? Come on then, Louise, you can come. This is not just children. Adults can come as well. You don't want one?
No, I don't want mum to.
Oh, you don't want mum to have one? Oh, okay. All right. Up you come. Right, let's put it... that's it, yeah, put on the... There we go. Right, let's have a nice line. Can we have a nice line? So, I'm going to give you a sweet. Parents, they're from the packet, only just opened.
What's the date?
March 21. So that's a whole year away. You're okay. And, you know, to be honest, most things are all right afterwards as well. You just... At least for a little bit, anyway. Okay, so I'd like you to take one. Don't eat it straight away. So just hold on to it. Just hold on to it. Okay, just hold on to it. Oh, have you got it? Oh! Yes, all right. Don't worry. Right, Ebony, can you take one? And just don't... Hold on to it. Don't eat it. Autumn, take one, don't eat it. Take one, don't... I've forgotten your name. What's your name?
Maddie.
Oh, yes. Maddie, take one, don't eat it. And then I'm going to be cheeky. I'm going to come this way. Take one, don't eat it, please. Oh. Take one, don't eat it. That's all right. Take one, but don't eat it. Okay. Can you take one, but don't eat it? Okay, right then. Love hearts have got slogans on, haven't they? So Finn, nice and loudly, what does yours say?
I'm shy.
Lovely. That's just so right. Okay, what does yours say? It hasn't got words, it's got... Oh, it's a smiley face. Smiley face. Why, Ebony, what is yours? Can I have a look? Shall we say? What does it say? Can you read that? It says, "I love you." It says, "I love you." Autumn, what does yours say? Shall we have a look? Oh, God. No, my glasses aren't going to help. It's just... I think it says yes. Yeah. It says yes. Oh, yours says yes. And what does yours say then, Natalie? Let's have a look. Be happy. Oh, and then what have we got over here?
You got looking good.
Looking good. Excellent.
Kiss me.
Kiss me. Okay.
Just a smiley face.
Just a smiley face.
Mine says dream on. It's appropriate.
It says dream on. Okay. Okay. Well, they've changed a bit, haven't they? So, oh, that's fine. Right, okay. So, if you've got one, you can now eat it. You can now eat the sweet if you like. Or you can take it back and eat it. You can go back and... Do you want to eat it back there, or do you want to give it back to me? Eat it. Good. There we go. Right, okay. Back you go. Lovely. So, these words and phrases then don't always make sense, do they? Some of that didn't really make sense. But it's just the sentiment behind some of them. But actually, the love I'm talking about is not just a slogan, it's not just a phrase, it's real. And I hope as we go through this morning's service, we will see that God's love is real. And it is the best love. It's not just a tacky slogan, it's real. Oh Lord, we just thank you that you are good. Father, it's great to sing together as a congregation, to lift our voices in praise, to express our love of you. And Lord, I just pray for those in our congregation who don't yet know that love, that you would reach down today and that you would reveal your love to them, that they would have their hearts transformed and that they would have a renewing of their minds and that they would just grow to understand how much you love them. So, Lord, I thank you that we can praise you together as a community. Amen. Now, I have a teenage daughter who most of us are aware of. She's grown up now. She is a teenager. But she shows love very differently to when she was in reception. When she was in reception, she would come running out, "Daddy!" and tell her all about what she'd done. Now? No. Now, when we go into school, her legs don't work, by the way, just so people are aware. So I have to drive her into school and pick her up from school. But but she is great. She is lovely. But when we drop her off, she want me to kiss her, but she sort of leans over like this. And I have to kiss the top of the head. But that's because that's her. She's showing me love. But she says, "I'm a bit embarrassed in front of my school friends." And actually, I think we all get a bit embarrassed of public displays of affection, don't we? But my daughter knows that I love her very much. And actually, I know that she loves me too. And I think, you know, as much as, it's funny, I know that she loves me and I love her. So, love can be quite embarrassing, and some people can find it really embarrassing. Most of us enjoy being picked up from school. Do you enjoy being picked up from school? Do you enjoy having meals cooked for you? Yeah, we do. And that's ways of showing love. I show love by cooking meals for my family, and I enjoy doing it. Because it's part of what it is to love somebody, is to serve them, isn't it? Hands up if you've never been served. Exactly. Hopefully, we have all had the experience of being served at some point. Because in being served, it's demonstrating love. But there are times when we do feel unloved. There are times when we feel unloved. Even when we're in a loving relationship. We just don't quite click, we don't quite connect. And that is... That's what relationships are all about, isn't it? My relationship with my wife is not perfect. I get it wrong. She gets it wrong. But we work together because we do want to improve. We want to improve. Now, I need some help for the minute. Let's have a look. Chris? Could you just hold that one for me? Thank you. Could you come and hold a rope for me? Hold that one. Stand there. David Grickis, could you come and hold one for me, please? Lovely. If you could come and stand in the middle. So I've got Chris there, David there, and I've forgotten your name. What's your name? Thomas there. Okay, could you hold your rope out like that, please? We can all see those ropes, yes? Okay, we have Thomas's rope, short. David's rope, medium. Chris's, long. Interesting, isn't it? Right, well, I'm going to take Thomas's rope. Thank you, Thomas. You put your arm down because it's not there anymore. So we have one rope, Thomas's rope, small. And then we've got David's rope. David, you can lower your arm. Medium. Yeah, keep going, Chris. It's really heavy. So we have the two ropes here. And we have three ropes. I didn't say you could put your arm down, Chris. Yeah. You can put it down. That's fine. We have three ropes. Can you see that they're all different lengths, aren't they, Thomas? Yes. There's not changed, have they? Finn, three ropes, all different lengths, yes? Yes, short, medium, long. Good. Right. So, we sometimes think, oh, no. Just because nobody loves me, or I'm only loved that much. And sometimes you think, oh, okay, I'm now loved a bit more. And then somebody, oh, but I don't get as much love as that person does. They get loads of love. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to make these three ropes that are different, I'm going to make them the same length. Okay? So, we have the long rope. We have the small rope, or the medium rope, I should say. And then we have the small. Yes? Small, medium, long. Do you agree, Thomas? Mm-hmm. Good. So we've got these three ropes. Now, I'm going to make them, hopefully, the same length. There. Okay. I know. We have one. We have two. And we have three of the same length. Now, I'm saying that because I think, actually, when God looks at us, he doesn't look at us small rope, medium rope, big rope. He looks at us all as the same. We are all the same to him. He loves us equally. There is no distinction. Well, actually, Thomas, you're going to get that much love because you're that small. David, because you're there, you get that much love. Chris, you get loads. God doesn't work like that. God says, actually, I look at each one of you. And in fact, he looks at each one of us. And we are all like this, then. We are all the same length. We are all equal. His love is for each one of us the same. Just because I'm the minister doesn't mean he loves me more. Or because Adrian's on the sound desk, he gets extra love today. Or the worship group, because they can play instruments, they get loads of love. No. If I'm sitting down there and all I do is make the cup of tea, I'm equally loved. We are all equally loved. Whether we are the medium one, the small one, or the long one. Thank you. You can go and sit down. Thank you. God's love is amazing. Is it not? Yes? Now, that's an illusion. Some of you will go, yeah, I know how that works. That's fine. But we're going to have another reading. Margaret's going to bring our next reading. John 13, 34 to 35.
This is from John 13, verse 34. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
Thank you. Love for one another. Now, love for one another isn't just about in this room. It's global. Who knows what global is? Rebecca? Do you know what the word global means? Sorry? All over the world. She's gone, Yeah, that's right, all over the world. What we're going to do is we're going to spend some time in prayer. But we're going to do it differently. Some of you, if you're not able to get up and move, will need some help. But that's fine, because that's what we are about. What we're going to do is Finn, Marika, Maddie, would you come and give me a hand? What they're going to do is, anybody else? Nick, I could do some help. Chris, thank you. Well done. Right, what they're going to do is they're going to wander around with some post-it notes. Oh, sorry. Post-it notes and pens. All right. There we are. What they're going to do is they're going to give each of you a post-it note. And if you need a pen, they will have a pen. So pass them around, Finn. That's it. Good boy. Okay, Chris is going to go upstairs with Nick. They can go upstairs and distribute up there. You guys are going to do downstairs. So you're going to wander around, you're going to give post-it notes to people. In fact, if you just pass that like this, and then they can tear one and pass it along. All right? And the pens. Away you go. What I want you to do is when you've got your post-it note and pen, we're going to be writing a prayer. Okay? Now, the prayers can come under five different areas. We have on that side environment. Okay? On the wall, there's environment, there's peace, there's justice, there's... I think that's love, and is that reconciliation? Okay, so there are five areas. Now, I'm not saying you have to write a prayer for each one. I want you to stop for the moment and think, which area do I want to pray into? Is it I want to pray for peace in something? Or is it I want justice for something? Or I want to pray for the environment? Okay? Right, here we go. If I take that back for a second. Lovely. Right, Maddie, there, off you go. We can pass them around. Go up, go to the next one up. Okay, I want you to think about this. And if there's one particular area, now, if you're not able to get up and move, then obviously someone else will take your prayer. If you say, would you mind taking my prayer? I want to pray a prayer for justice. And somebody can stick it. When you've written it, I'd like you to stick it on the piece of paper. So there is a bit of movement. And then after we've written our prayers, I will pray. Okay, so I want us, this is about movement. This is about shared environment. Okay. So if you need a pen, take a moment to think. So there's the environment, justice, peace, reconciliation, and love. If you want to write one as a family, you can write one as a family. What's on your heart? What's on your heart for our world at the moment? Is it something to do with peace? Something to do with justice? Is it to do with the environment? Is it to do with, Lord, we pray for people who are suffering with famine at the moment or global warming? Thank you. Finn, have you got... There we go. Okay. Thank you for taking part. Thank you for being involved in this prayer activity. Just going to take a moment to be quiet. And we're going to pray. Father God, we recognize who you are and the fact that you do love, you love us, you love the world. Father, that we cry out for peace. Lord, we pray for all the situations that people have prayed for, the prayers that have been written for peace. We ask that you would bring that into being. Father, for our environment, Father, you created it. Lord, you put it in our care. Help us to take responsibility. So, Lord, again, we ask that your Spirit work in those prayers. For love, Lord, for the fact that there are people, situations that we want love brought into. We pray that you would do that, Lord, that you would bring love into that situation. For reconciliation, Lord, we have countries, we have people, we have families that need to be reconciled with one another. Lord, have your way. And Lord, for justice, we cry out for justice. So Lord, we lift all these prayers that we have written, and we know that you have heard them. And Lord, we cry out for your will to be done. Because you are a God of action. You are a living God. And this is your creation. We are your creation. So Lord, we ask these things in your name. So love is so much more than holding hands, isn't it? It's so much more than eating sweets. It's so much more important than Valentine's Day or getting a cuddly teddy bear with a heart. We need to feel loved, don't we? We need to feel loved and to show love to one another. We need to show care, kindness, and think about others and what they need, which is like our verse there. Let each of you look not only to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Love is not something to be embarrassed about. It's something that we can celebrate. As we've heard, the Bible has a lot to say about love. It says that human beings were created to love one another, to live together in community. It also says that God loved the world so much that he sent Jesus to earth. Jesus had a lot to say. He had a lot to say about love too. Some of the things that he said sounded a bit strange, almost as if they came straight out of a packet of love hearts. However, these messages weren't made up. They weren't made up nonsense. They were challenging instructions for his followers. Jesus said that we should love other people as we love ourselves. That means that we should look to see the needs of the other before our own. Jesus also said that we should love our enemies. How hard is that? But that's what Jesus said. Whether we are young or old, we're all called to love our enemies, those people that we don't like. It can be really challenging to treat people with kindness when they've been out to hurt us. It could seem like nonsense, but it's not. It's Jesus demonstrating love. If we seek to love people as God loves us, what a dynamic change we would see in our community. Because if we all look and realise to ourselves, we don't deserve God's love, do we? Yet God loves us. And he calls us to love others as he loves us. He demonstrated his love through the cross, and we're about to share in communion, which is a meal that recognises that cost of love.